It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Your online privacy was the talk of Washington yesterday. Senators John Kerry and John McCain, a Democrat and a Republican, together announced the Commercial Privacy Bill of Rights Act of 2011. Here's Senator Kerry.
The Commercial Privacy Bill of Rights will keep our private data safe by laying down fair information practices for anyone collecting it. This bill will ensure that businesses collecting personal information secure that information, tell people why their data is being collected, and allow those people to say whether or not they want that information used in that way. If these companies turn around and transfer this information, any agreements that they have made would travel along with that information. And if a person wants someone to stop using their information, they will now have the legal power to be able to make that demand.
Kerry and McCain say they have the backing of tech companies whose advertising model would be affected by tougher privacy laws. Senator McCain.
Our bill seeks to respect the ability of businesses to advertise, market, and recruit new customers while also respecting consumers' personal information.
So what would this law bring to the internet? Maybe some clarity. Ryan Kahlo runs the Consumer Privacy Project at the Stanford Center for Internet and Society. He says the bill sets in stone what companies were supposed to be doing anyway.
For some time now, the Federal Trade Commission has looked to the Fair Information Practice Principles, which were a set of best practices around information management. And these are things like giving notice to the consumer, having adequate security. But they were really just guidelines for enforcement of unfairness and deception under Section 5 of the FTC Act. What this bill does is actually codify those requirements so that companies have to abide by them or potentially face enforcement proceedings.
So it's the enforcement, it's the muscle that's new with this bill.
It's the specificity and the muscle. Right. It's you know, these are the practices, you have to live up to them, and if you don't, not only can the Federal Trade Commission come after you, but even the state attorneys general may enforce, because one concern might be that the Federal Trade Commission doesn't have the so-called bandwidth to enforce all the possible infractions. Well, this actually adds 50 state AGs to the mix.
How would this, if it passes, change my internet experience?
It should make it more obvious to you when you're being tracked. And it should make it more obvious for you and easy for you to be able to opt out of certain kinds of collection and use of information. This bill would mean that if you're concerned about something and you find out there's some kind of collection going on, you ought to be able to go to the company and find out a little bit more about it. And that has to do with this fair information practice principle of access. We should be able to access the data that companies have about us.
A correction. The other day I said the World Wide Web was originally developed in America. Not true. Switzerland. Sorry, Switzerland. Producer Larissa Anderson is here with a story you might have missed.
John, you know how it is. You're in Africa tracking zebras, but
you can't tell one zebra from another. We totally rehearsed that.
Biologists and software developers have teamed up to apply barcode technology to zebra identification. It's called Stripe Spotter, and it's a database of patterns they're building. So you'll be able to take a picture of your zebra, upload it, and then match it to other zebras in the system.
So then you'll know, hey, look, it's Kevin.
Yeah. Well, he's really changed.
Same stripes, though. Same old Kevin.
So they're hoping to do this with giraffes and tigers, too.
Can the animals opt out? Are we protecting zebra privacy here?
No, these poor zebras, they're just so exposed.
Sorry, zebras. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.